This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kelim Perek Aleph Mishneh Ches. The next place, Yosef HaKudosh, is Lefnim Min HaChoymeh Mekudosh Mehem. Lefnim Min HaChoymeh, we're talking over here about the Choymeh of Yerushalayim. So now we're already in places where the Kedusha will be defined primarily in terms of Yachas to Esik and Kotchim. It's really Kotchim Diki Yisoidis. And it's Negei also Lagabi, the intensity of Tumah that's sent out, like we mentioned. So inside the Chaim of Yerushalayim has Yosef Kedusha than regular Ayorois than Mukovas Chaim. It's more than a Machne Yisrael, it's Yerushalayim. The Mishnah says the Kedusha is expressed in the fact Sha'ichlam Sham Kotchim Kalam Ma'isa Sheni. So this is Psukim in Parshas Rei where the Torah says Vavesim Shomo. What's Shoma? The Shoma is the place that the Rebbeinu Shoma was Boicher. It's not the Mokim HaMikdash proper, Kimavu over there in the Psukim. It's a Mokim by the base of Mikdash. Ravesim Shoma Lesechem Zivchechem. Ves Masroi Sechem. Shtet Korbonis. And Shtet also Maise Sheni. Maise Behem also. Ves Chumas Yedchem Venidrechem Nidusechem Vuchayis Bekachem and Tzoydchem. Which is all the types of Kotchim Kalam. Vakaltem Shom. So we're talking over here about Achilas Maise Sheni, Achilas Kotchim and so on. The Pasuk also gives a lav, this is in Re'ei, in Dvorim, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Vov, Zayin, and later on Pasuk Yud Zayin, there's a lav, Lo'esucha lecha v'shorecha, there's a lav of eating ma'isa degoncho v'choyos b'chorecha v'tzoynecha. There's a lav of achilas, ma'isa sheni, and kochim outside. What's b'shorecha? B'shorecha means in your provinces, in your outside that place, in all your places. Talking clearly about Yisrael. Anything that's outside that Mokam HaShe'ivu HaShem. Now, the Pasuk in Parashat Re'ei is clearly not talking about Yerushalayim because it's Nesiyachis to the Mishkon. And the Mishkon, Kotchim Kalim, and Ma'aseh Sheni, we eat in the Machne Yisrael because that was around the place that was in the middle, which was the Mishkon. Then it came to Shiloh. The Mishnah at the end of Zvachim goes to these Halachis, where there was also a Dargah, what was called Mekudesh. There was the Mokim Sha'ayin Roya. There was one Madrega in Gilgul, one Madrega in Shiloh. It was all the environs. It clearly wasn't a city that was surrounded by a wall. All it was the Mokim, which is Meshach Shaychi, to that place. So we see Yerushalayim as an extension of the Beis HaMikdosh in this context. And we see by Shiloh, Gilgul, and so on, we see the Mokim that's Shaykh to that place as being plays this role. All this is not the Beis HaMikdash itself. For that, we have to go further. Har HaBayis Mekudosh Mimenu. Har HaBayis already has a higher level Kedusha. It's already the Mikdash proper. Before we go into the Har HaBayis, I'll just point out something that came up already in Mishnah Vov, is that the Mishnah Bayos says that Achilois, that a mutter only in Yerushalayim, Lefnim and Achoyma, Kotchim Kal Ma'is Hasheni, the Goin is Goyis over here, Bikurim. Bikurim could also only be eaten. It's brought to the Beis HaMikdosh. It's brought to the Kohanim. There's the parasha that the Kohen Gadol, that the Kohen says, the parasha that we read, Aram Yavirovi, etc. And then it's given to the Kohanim. Kohanim could eat it, even though it has dinim, Kedusha's Truma, not Kotchim. The Moshe is no time limit. There's no Shnei Yom V'Lailech or Laila V'Yoyim. It has to be eaten in a state of Tara like Truma. Still, even though Truma could be eaten, Begvulin, L'maisi Bikurim could only be eaten in Yerushalayim. We'll just share with them an interesting idea that the Kiyah Sefer in Perek Zayin, Hilchos Beis Bechir, with these halachos of Brun, the Rambam says that this that Kotchim Kalim is only eaten in Yerushalayim, Be'etzim Yerushalayim, all it is Machne Yisrael. And Be'etzim Ayorois Mukofis Chayim are also Machne Yisrael. We explained before the Rambam holds not that way. The Rambam holds that Yerushalayim is the only Machne Yisrael. The other Ayoris Mukofis Choyma are not Machne Yisrael Mamish. But there are Rishonim, Rashi seems to hold the way. The Rashi says very clearly that Ayoris Mukofis Choyma also Machne Yisrael. So maybe also over there is the Mokim, a Mokim, where Kotchim Kalim could be. We just explained not that way. So the Mabit says there's only one reason, a technical reason. Once it's Yotze from Yerushalayim, outside the walls of Yerushalayim, it's already Yotze. There's a dinner kotchim that once it's Yotze Mim Koim, it becomes possible. So any drop of kotchim kalim taken outside the walls of Yerushalayim, before you would take it inside a different ear, Mukofes Choyma, would already be Nifsal B'Yotze. It's a Kiddush. Okay, what's the kedusha yoyse gadol of the Har Habayis? Shein zovim v'zovos nidos v'yoldos nechnasim l'sham. We mentioned this a number of times. These are all the tumas hayoytzim miguf. We call this in the first part of the perek zov v'chaverov. They all the tumas hayoytzim miguf have a din. That's again the parsha of Shiluach Machnes, which is in Parshas Nosoi. V'yishalchu min ha-machne called tzorua v'chol zov v'chol tomei l'nefesh. Tzorua is a mitzorah. He sent out of one machne. V'chol zov, zov means zov v'chaverov. That's where the terminology comes from. V'chol tomei l'nefesh is a lesser tumah because it's a tumah that he receives, that he comes into contact with a mace. Not that he himself is a source of tumah, like we've explained many times. So v'meila, even though it sounds like the Torah is putting together all three, really what the Torah is doing is saying three distinct dinim. What's conspicuously absent over here in this list of Zov and Zovis, Nidus, Yoldos, is a Balkeri. And the Rambam Taka skips it, and there's a big back and forth between the main Aftoyach, which is Ovei Chosh V'Zeva, over here in Tyrus, and the Mishnah Melech over there in Beis Abchira. And the discussion revolves around the point that we've made numerous times. And that is that a Tumah Yoytzeh Migufa, he's a source of Tumah, he's an Avla Tumah. Vashenkin, a Balkeri, is not that he's a Cheftza of Tumah, is the Balkeri is Nitma, Kilu, by coming into contact with the Zer HaYotzeh Mimenu. So he doesn't have a din of Tumah Yoytzeh Migufa, he has a din of somebody who came into contact with Tumah, so it could be that he's not also B'machna Levir, he's not also B'har Abayis. The Rambam seems to pass in that way. They taina that the Sugya in Psochim, that goes back and forth. This is Sugya Psochim Daf Samach Zayin, that we see what the Agdor of the Balkeri is, and there's different shittas in the Shas and the Paskin. This is a three, and they bring other Makaris, but that seems to be the Pshat of the Rambam, is that a Balkeri is not a Tumah Yoytzeh Migufoy, and we Paskin that he's a Rishon LeTumah. The problem is that the Sugya Psochim, it sounds like a Balkeri is Yemishtalat, so maybe the Rambam Paskin is not the way. Others want a Taina, that the Rambam is holding that the Mishnah over here is saying the din which is Me'ikir Adin. There's a Chumrim in the Rabbanon that a Balkeri looks like a Zov. They're more or less the same thing. And therefore a Balkeri Midrabbanon is a Chumrim that is Mishtach Machmavir. This would seem also to have support from the Rambam has in another place where Chazal differentiated between Tumah Yoytzeh Migufoy and coming into contact with Tumah, that even though there's halacha that Truma cannot be eaten by a Tomei, any type of Tomei, but Truma's Chutz Loretz, which is not real Truma, because Truma really is only from Eretz Yisrael, we'll learn Zerayim, we'll see what Truma's Chutz Loretz is, but there's halacha of Truma's Chutz Loretz, since Be'etzim it's only Midivreyem, it's only also Bachil Lekoyin of Tumah Yoytzeh Migufoy, and the list over there includes Balkeri, Mefurish. So you see that sometimes a Balkeri is included in the list, and sometimes we look that existentially a Balkeri is only a Rishon LeTumah, that he doesn't have a din of Tumah Yoytzeh Migufoy. You have to know where to say which side. On the Har Habayis, we learned about this extensively in Maseches Midos. There was a fence at a certain point, it's called the Soirig. It was a dividing line beyond which Tmeim are not allowed to go, beyond which Goyim are not allowed to go. Goyim who brought Kabbalahs had to give it over to Kehanim by the Soirig. Inside the Soirig is an area surrounding the Azorois, the Ezus Noshim, the Ezus Yisrael, that we're going to learn about. That area is called the Chel. That's our next frontier. HaChel Mekudosh Mimenu has more Kedusha, She'en Goyim Utmei Meis Nechnosim Hashem. Remember that a Tomei Meis only comes into contact with Tumah. He's allowed on the Har Habayis, he's not allowed on the Chel. This is an Issa Midrabbanan. The Issa Deraisa of a Tomei Meis is only inside the Azara proper. And that's where his Chayiv Koros. Ezus Noshim Mekudeshes Mimenu. Inside the Chel is the Ezus Noshim and the Ezus Yisrael. The Ezus Noshim was Litzad HaMizrach, a big area. All the Lishkois and the different nooks and crannies in that big place called the Ezus Noshim was described in the Sechas Midos. That has a Kedusha Yoyse Godel. She'en Tvul Yoyim Nichnas L'Shom. This is a famous Gemara in Yevamos Daf Zayin that tells us that this was a Takona Midrabbanon B'mei Yehoshafa Tamelech. There's no reason really Midraisa for this, because a Tvul Yoyim only has a din that he doesn't have, he's not Huchshal HaKotshim, and he has a din of a rishima of tumah. He has a shaychus to tumah, like we explained earlier in the perek. Legabi truma, legabi going into the azara. The Ezra's Noshim wouldn't have that din. There was always sofer to consider the Ezra's Noshim like the Ezra's Yisrael, legabi this din. The din of a tumah may not going to chel. Also, in the rabbanim, they made it badroga. The same way the Torah is mechal between different types of tumah, chazal were also. The Asurd Bechel, which is the area surrounding the Azoro, is for Tomei Meis. And a Tful Yom, which doesn't have any Tumah, which only has the Roshim of being affiliated with Tumah, only has that Isur in the Ezus Noshim. Ve'en Chayovin Oleo, Chatos, because the Chayichi of Chatos only on the Zach that Zidoyne Chorus. And the Chi of Chorus is only in the Machshna Shechina, which is the Azoro. Now we get to the Machne Shechina. Ezes Yisrael Mekudeshes Mimeno She'en Mechuse Kippurim Nichnas L'shom V'chayovin Olei Chatos. The Tvul Yoyim is not Chayev Chatos in the Ezes Noshim, like we just said. But in the Ezes Yisrael, a Tvul Yoyim and the Mechuse Kippurim was a lesser Madrega. Chal V'chayim Tvul Yoyim. Since they're not Roy L'kotshim, over there they're already intruding and they're Chayev Chatos. We didn't mention one point, which is that we just mentioned a few gzeirois midiraban tful yoyim mechus kippurim as v'snoshim chel, but that's clear that the din that a tome hayoytzim migufoy tume hayoytzim migufoy is now let it go in onto the machn levir. That's pshat the posuk. That's avadim midirais and that's avadim b'malkus. Because of that, the Gemara in Zvachon David Zayin on the base has one man to Omar. That a tvul yoim of tuma ziva balkeri, anybody who's tuma yoitz megufay, we said balkeri lufi that shita, yoledes nido, all those tumois, if they're also b'machna levia midereiso, then even the tvul yoim is awesome. This that we said tvul yoim is midirabbana is only a tvul yoim of tuma of somebody who came into contact with tuma sheretz, for instance. When we're talking about Tful Yoim of Tumah Yoytz Migufoy, there Avada, he's still also in Machn Leviyah. Now, Pshat in the Mishnah, we have to add one point. We mentioned in the Mishnah, hey, when we define Mechus Kippurim, that is a very certain thing of Machlex, the Rambam, the Ravid. The Rambam holds, in Hilchos Bias Migdash Per Gimel, that Mechus Kippurim, that's Nichnas L'machna Shchin, is not Chayv Chorus, because he's not considered a Tomei. He has a gewisse din that is choyser hachona lehegdish, but he's not tomei proper, so he's only chayv makas mardus drabonon. And in Cain, this that the Mishnah says that a mechusi kippurim that goes into the Ezra's Yisrael is chayv chatos, is not going on mechusi kippurim. You have to read the Mishnah with a kamo. Ezra's Yisrael mekudeshes mimeno she'en mechusi kippurim nichnas l'sham, stop, v'chayovin oleo chatos on tumma mamish. Till then, there's no chiyuv chatos. That means even the lav of shiluach machnas v'leitamu and machnas levir, where there would be malchus, no chiyuv chatos. The chiyuv chatos of tumas mikdash v'kadoshov is only on the azora and on kodshim proper. So you know, that's where you have to read. Lo derive, you read the Mishnah. No, a mechus kippurim that goes in is chayiv koros. The Rav and the Rishonim add that these are not the only dinim that the Ezus Yisrael is more Mekudosh than the Ezus Noshim. A few dinim. First of all, anybody who wants to go into the Ezus Yisrael is Mechuyv B'Tovel, even if he knows for sure that he's Tohar. There's no such thing in the Ezus Noshim. And Yeshiva La'azora, that's only in the Ezus Anoshim, the Ezus Yisrael, not the Ezus Noshim. Shchitas Kodshim Kalim and eating Kodshim Kadoshim is only in the Azora. Not in the Ezra's Noshim. The Azor proper, the Mokum Kodosh, is only the Ezra's Yisrael. There's another interesting Nafkamina, which is Machlek Sushainim. What about an Isha? Not before, until where a woman is allowed to go. Pashtus, it's called Ezra's Noshim, because that's where women are allowed to go. Women are not allowed to go into Ezra's Yisrael. That's for Ezra's Anoshim. And that's Taka the Shita of Rashi. Taisus Holt says no Isha per se on a woman going into Ezra's Yisrael. It's really Gemara and Kedushin Daftan Bez and Bez, where the Gemara says, Isha Bazar Minayin. Rash says, means a woman's not allowed to go. And Tosfos says, where does it say a woman's not allowed to go? It says in the Mishnah by us. It would say it if it was true. So it just says there's no regilus. Because they weren't eating Kodesh Kadoshim, and they weren't going in for Shkitas Karbonis. but there's no Issa per se. Not in the Mishnah. The Mishnah goes weiter. Ezras HaKohanim, which is the area where only Kohanim are allowed to go, Mikudeshes Mimeno She'en Yisrael Nichnosen L'shom El B'shas Tzorchem. A Yisrael is allowed to go there only Zedid Rabbonon. He's only allowed to go there L'tzorich HaKohanim. What's the Tzorich? L'smicho L'shchita L'tnufa Kotsh Gadoshim, which Chitosim B'tzofoin, so it had to be shechted by that place. That's the place where the Kohanim are Ovid. So Mele Yisrael doesn't belong there. But if he's going there, Taka for Avoida, he's allowed to go. Shchita, Smicha, if it's his carbon. Tnufa, if it's his carbon that he has to be made, it's like a carbon shlomen. A Kohen is allowed to go over there, even where he's not doing Avoida proper. That's the Darg of a Kohen. Mishnah Tes, the last Mishnah in this crucial first perek over here in Seder Tiras. Bein ha'ulam v'lamizbeach mikudish mimeno. The ulam was the entranceway to the heichal, which is the kodesh, before the kodesh hakadoshim. So it's yoser mizrach from the kodesh hakadoshim, and the ulam was coming from the azara, so it was more mizrach than the heichal. So bein ha'ulam v'lamizbeach, the mizbeach was yoser mizrach, first the ezus noshim, then the ezus anoshim, the ezus yisroel. Then the Ezus Kohanim, and now you have the Ulam Lamizbech. Mekudesh Mimeno Shein Bali Mumen Upruya Roish Nechnas L'Shom. That was a place only of Avodah. So only those that were Roish L'Avodah before. The Ezus Kohanim, a Kohen is allowed to go over there even Shalei B'Shas Avodah, because a Kohen has Kedusha Es Kohuna. He has Kedusha that he's Roish to do the Avodah. But here, Ben Ulam Lamizbech, he has to be Roy Lavoida Mamish. And Memelo, if he's not Roy right now, because it's a Balmum, or he's not physically Prue Roish, somebody, his hair is not caught. There's a Pasuk in Parsha Shmini that looks like Avelus, that he's not allowed to be Oivid, his clothing are ripped, Vekule. So right now, he's not Roy Lavoida, Semele, he's not Nichnas Lishom. Now, there is a Machlokes who's showing him as to the level of Chaim of this Issa. The issue that we had before of Yisrael, who's allowed to go into the Azorah, but he's not allowed to go into the Ezra's Kainim, is certainly only Midirabonon. The whole Azorah Be'etzim, Yisrael's allowed to go. Yisrael's only now allowed to go Midiraisa into the Mokim Ho'avoidu, which is the Heichel. But into the Ezra's Kainim, he's certainly allowed to go. This din, the Rambam holds, is a din Deraisa. The Rambam brings it in the beginning of Hilchos Bias Mikdash and the Sefer HaMitzvos. That the pasuk says, "Ki cholisha sheboy mum lo yikrov, achal aperoiches lo yovel amizbech lo yigish ki mum boy." A bal mum, or prue roish is earlier in perek yud. Roshechem al tefro b'gdechem lo yisifroimu. So all these people are not allowed to be yikrov. They're not allowed to be yigash. It means they're not allowed to come into the place of avoda, which is ben ulam v'lamizbech. Lemaisa the Rav says not the way he brings b'shem raboisov, and he's the Rash, the Rosh, other rishonim. They all hold that the psukim that we just mentioned are all talking about the avodah itself. Lo yigash lo yikrov means they're not allowed to do the avodah. It doesn't say they're not allowed to come in. That din is only a din midrabbanan. The Mishnah continues: Ha'hechel b'kudish mimenu she'en nichnas l'shom shelo ruchutz yadayim v'raglayim. The hechel is a place where only a person who is chal on him kedusha savoida, a koyin. We have to understand, when he washed his hands and feet from the Kiryan Kanoi, the water was Niskadish. We learned about this in Tomen and Midis. The water was Niskadish. It was Niskadish in a Klishoris. It turned his guf into a Klishoris. His feet that are standing on the Ritzvah Azorah, it's Chal, that is Mechubah to the Azorah. His hands are Klishoris. You see that in a lot of places in Zvachim and Menachos. There are different Avodahs that the hands of a Kohen are Klishoris. It comes that way. That being said, if he's not Rechutz Yadayim V'Raglayim, so what is he? He's a Kohen, but he's not a Klishoris. I'm explaining the rationale behind it. That's together. Again, over here also we have the same Machloikis, not the same Machloikis, but a Machloikis, whether it's the Raisa or the Rabbonon. A Kohen, the Pasuk says, B'voyim aloyim oyed yichatzumayim, oy begishtam alam izbech v'shoris. You could say Bevoyim or Begishtam means coming in into that place where there's only for Avoida. Other Rishonim hold no. It's not going on Avoida. It's not going on coming in, it's going only on Avodah. Now the truth of the matter is that in the Heichel there's another Issur. There's a pasuk that says, it's a pasuk in Parshas Achrimois, Dachzak, Val Yovei B'cholei Sala Kodesh, which means that which is called the Kodesh, which is either the Heichel or the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you're not allowed to come in Val Yovei B'cholei. So the Rambam brings this as a lav, deraisa, on coming in what's called Beloshen Chazal, Bir Rekonis. Bir Rekonis means anything that Shalei L'Tzorech. So walking to Heichel, Shalei L'Tzorech. So if he's not Rechutz Yedayim Raglayim, Behechak, he can't do Avodah. So it's a Bir Rekonis. The answer to that is that even Kohanim, even if they were Rechutz Yedayim Raglayim, if they weren't serving, if they weren't doing Avodah, we're not allowed to walk into the Heichel. What permitted them to walk into the Heichel was if they were Mishtaka there. That's considered an Avodah, it's not a Bir Rekonis. I got some Arichus in Meseches Tomid about Kehanim going into the Heichel to be Mishtaka there. So Memele, if he's not Rechutz Yedayim Raglayim, he can't do Avodah B'Fol, he's not a Klishoris, but he could be Mishtaka there. So Memele, it's not Bir Rekonis. So on that, we'll have to add that besides for that, there's an Isser of Shalai Rechutz Yedayim Raglayim. And that you could say is either the Raisa or the Rabbanan, that's already Makhlaik Tzushayim. Kodesh HaGadoshim B'Kudesh Mehem She'en Nichnas L'Shom Melekoyen Godel B'Yoy Makipurim B'Shas Ho Avoido. We know that only the Koyen Godel and only B'Shas the Avoido on Yom Kippur to bring the Keteres to be Mazin the Dam HaPar V'Dam HaSor Yom HaKippurim Kippurim V'Sechas Yuma, only that time of the year and only for that can you go into the Kodesh HaGadoshim. The Rav stresses that there's four times he goes in. One time Lahak the Keteris, one time Lahazaz Damapar, the third Damasor, the fourth to be Moitzi the Kaf and the Machta, Kimavu Hashom. If he goes in the fifth time, he's Chayv Misa. Om Rav Yoisi, Rav Yoisi adds a few details. Bachamisha Dvorim Ben Ulam Velam Mizbech Shovel Lahechel. The Isser L'Ulam Velam Mizbech, what we had before, is only a Darga Yoisi Mekudosh L'Gabi Balimum Priy Roish, that they're not Roy Lavoida. The Heichel has an Avoida that he has to be Bechalois Roy Lavoida Befoil, only a Ruchutz Yedayim V'Raglayim. Here, Rabbi Yossi compares the two, Balimum and Pruirosh that we had before. He adds something that we had no mention of before. Shesuye Yayin, and then he adds Shaloi Ruchutz Yedayim V'Raglayim Nechnosin L'Shom. U'Porshim Ibein Ulam V'Lam Izbeh B'Shas Akto. So let's break this down. The first thing is that Shesuye Yayin weren't mentioned before. The Tanakhama doesn't seem to have it, which would seem to indicate that he holds that there is no Issur on Shesuye Yayin. Here's what we have in Machloikis. If it's Deraisa, the Rabbanu, Rabbi Yossi says he's not allowed to go in. There are Rishonim that hold, the Rambam holds, that the Pasuk that says that he's not allowed to be Nichnas means he's not allowed to be Nichnas. That's Deraisa, according to Rabbi Yossi. Rav Rishonim holds the Pasuk Midaraisa is going on being Oivid. Rabbi Yossi is saying it's a Derabbanan. Now what does the Tanakhama hold? You look at the Mefarshim, the Pirushim Mishnayis, and the Rambam says that the Tanakhama and Lechor also comes out from the Psak of the Rambam, that the Tanakhama is masking to Rabbi Yossi. Shesuye Yayin is the same thing Balimum Puriya Rosh, and he's masking. The Rav's not masking. It sounds from the Mishnah like the Tanakhama does not hold like Rabbi Yossi. They hold that Shesuye Yayin was only also B'knisa L'Heichel, not Ben Ulam V'Lam Mizbeach. Shesuye Yayin is like an Einu Rechutz Yedayim Raglayim. He's right now not Niskadish B'Foyol with Kedusha Savoido, but he's not in a state, he's not Be'etzem B'Cheftze not Roy. A Priye Roish, a Balmum, bodily is not Roy L'Avoido. A Shesuye Yayin is Roy. He can't do the Avodah B'Foil, and that is like an Einu Rechutz Yedayim Raglayim. Okay? Makhlaik Tzushayim. L'maisa, there's one other din that's mentioned over here, which doesn't seem to be a Makhlaikis. U'Porshin Mibein U'Ulam V'Lam Mizbeach B'Shas HaKtor. This is a din, Zikzez HaKosu, in the Parsha of the Keteris. V'chol Odom La'yir Bo'il Moed, V'voy L'chapeh B'Kodesh HaTzeisoy. L'chapeh means that the HaKtoris HaKtoris B'chol Yoyim had to be done B'Yechidus. So Melo Echov Akoyan and Porshim from that area, not only were they Porish from the Heichel, but they were Porish Mibein Ulam V'Lam Mizbeach B'Shas HaKtor. That's the din that we had in Meseches Tomid. The din Deraisa, the pasuk that we just mentioned, is Min HaHeichel. The din Derabbonon, Mibena Ulam Velamizbech. It could be that Rabbi Yossi is madgish this, because he's the one that's stressing that Bena Ulam Velamizbech and the Hechel really are the same. Mashenkin, according to the Tanakama, Bena Ulam Velamizbech is not the same thing as the Hechel. We saw Chilukim, so Mamela, maybe that's why Rabbi Yossi stresses it. Lamaisa, because of this, there's a chap that there's a kash that we asked a few Mishnahs ago. All the dagas of Makudish, Makoymos, is 11. The Mishnah says Eser Kedushos. So we said Eretz Yisrael is not Nichlal. Others want a taina that the number 10 is according to Rabbi Yossi that holds that there's no chilik between Bein Olam V'Lamizbeach and the Heichel. That would be an alternative pshat. So we are now finished Be'ezes Hashem Yisbarach. All the Agdamas to say the Tyrus, all the Agdamas to Mesechus Kalim, and now in the next Perek, in Perek Beis, we're going to go straight into the Inyan of Mesechus Kalim.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.